Michelle Wu is leading Anissa Saibi George in the race for Boston mayor by 32 points. That is from a new poll by WBUR, the Dorchester Reporter, the Boston Foundation, and the Mass Inc. polling group. So Wu has support from about 57% of likely voters, while Saibi George is drawing support from about 25% of likely voters. Election day, less than 3 weeks, the first televised one-on-one debate tonight. So what do these numbers mean today? Joining us to think that through, Anthony Brooks, senior political reporter at WBUR, and Megan Irons, a reporter at the Boston Globe. Anthony, welcome back.
Hi, Tiziana.
Megan, thanks for joining us again.
Hello, Tiziana.
So, Anthony, just give us a quick rundown. I gave one headline here, 32-point lead. What are the rest? What did the poll tell us?
Yeah, I mean, well, it tells us that, you know, this is evidence that Michelle Wu's campaign to be Boston's next mayor is doing, appears to be doing really well. She was the top vote getter in the preliminary election last month. This poll suggests she's in a pretty good position as we head toward November 2nd. And I think what is really striking is the poll found that she has the lead among so many different constituencies and different groups of voters in Boston. I mean, just looking at the demographics, she's got a wide lead among white voters, black voters, Latino and Asian voters. So she's doing really well among many of the demographic groups that make up the city of Boston. Her positives are incredibly high. Wu is viewed favorably by more than 60% of Bostonians, unfavorably by just 15%. By contrast, a little more than a third of voters view Saibi George favorably. And I'll add one more sort of fact from the poll, Tiziana. The poll found that Wu is even more liked in the city of Boston than Charlie Baker, the state's very popular governor, who is sometimes presented as sort of, you know, the most popular politician in the universe. He's not, of course, but he's pretty popular and has had a pretty good run in Massachusetts.
Okay, lots to unpack there, and I love data, so this is going to be fun. Megan, I'm going to turn to you. So Anthony lays out a pretty wide lead there. Michelle Wu got almost 12,000 more votes than Anissa Saibi George in the preliminary. So should we be surprised by these numbers? Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised, because even in their council campaigns, Michelle Wu was number one in all of their matchups, with Anissa trailing. And so she's been in the council much longer, almost 8 years, than Anissa Saibi George. So she has deep roots across the city, and you're starting to see that coalesce around her. The support that Anthony laid out in terms of the poll, the recent poll, also showed, also is reminiscent, I mean to say, of the 2013 election after preliminary votes. And then State Representative Marty Walsh saw this surge of support from communities of color across the city coalescing around him. You saw that happening last week. You're seeing it happening now. Right to the City Vote, Wakanda 2, you name it. They're all supporting Michelle Wu. So the fact that she is so far ahead, building on the lead from the preliminary elections, is not very surprising to me. And I think for Anissa Saibi George, there's going to be a lot of soul searching, I would think. Tonight is a debate. The two women will be facing each other for the first time since that September vote. And Anissa Saibi George will have to figure out, how does she gain ground on a candidate that seems to be surging?
So, Anthony, when I heard you give these numbers first thing this morning, of course, my first thought was, I wonder what Anissa Saibi George's reaction to this poll is going to be. So she was at Shirley's Food Pantry in Mattapan earlier and asked if the polling numbers changed anything for her campaign. Here she is.
Yeah, no, they don't. We saw lots and lots of polls leading up to the preliminary, and we kept strong and focused on our strategy.
It makes me think of the arguments, Anthony, she's made in the face of the endorsements, the kinds that Megan was just speaking about, where she keeps saying, the only endorsement I care about is from voters in Boston. Sounds like a similar theme here. Is that the right strategy for her?
Well, I'm not sure I can advise her, sort of judge what's the right strategy for her. But I mean, I would urge us to keep in mind, look, if you would much rather be Michelle Wu than Asai B. George when it comes to this poll. But let's keep in mind that the poll is always, you know, a reflection of a moment in time, and a lot can happen in the next 3.5 weeks. That said, these are pretty striking numbers. You know, I think Asai B. George has an immediate challenge, and Megan correctly pointed to this debate tonight. Sort of the traditional sort of political way this plays out is the person who's behind or perceived to be behind is going to sort of try and shake things up a little bit. And, you know, maybe she comes after Michelle Wu a little more aggressively, while Michelle Wu in the lead will, I think, try to stick to her game and, you know, rise above it. So that's sort of the short-term thing that Asai B. George can do. The long-term thing, you know, I think is really to sort of double down on her effort to court black voters in Boston in particular. And she's been doing that recently. She's opened up campaign offices in Roxbury, for example, as well as some other neighborhoods. And last week when she was in Roxbury, she announced this equity, inclusion, and justice agenda, which, among other things, promises to invest $100 million in the city's black, Latino, and other marginalized communities in the city. So these are the things that I think she's going to focus on. And it's worth noting that in recent elections, no one gets elected in Boston without winning the substantial support of black voters in Boston. And right now, they seem, as Megan said, to be coalescing around Michelle Wu. And that remains a big challenge for Asai B. George going forward, I think.
So in a minute, I want to come back to and focus a little more on what has to happen for the candidates at this debate on Channel 4 tonight. For now, though, I also want to get some reaction from Michelle Wu. She was at Reedville Station in Hyde Park. Here she is reacting to the numbers.
It's always affirming and exciting to see signs that our message and our approach is connecting with residents.
And Megan, before that, she also demurred some and said, well, you know, polling numbers and, you know, I'm not running any victory laps, which makes sense. What does it inform us about other than, is she right that this means her message is resonating? And does it change something like a get out the vote strategy for a candidate like Wu to have this kind of comfortable lead in the polling?
Well, you know, Michelle Wu has to do a couple of things here. One, she has to continue to build the momentum that she's experiencing right now in terms of not only endorsements, but fundraising, and also to let people know that the race isn't over. And that's a tough challenge in a non-presidential election year. So she's got to be out there still working hard, still trying to secure the vote. She's been criticized for not being present in certain communities. She's going to try to overcome that in the next couple of weeks in order to get support from within those communities that we talked about who've been marginalized through the years. But I think she is in an extremely comfortable position in terms of the polls, in terms of her standing in this election right now. But she's not going to play it so safe that she isn't, you know, that she seems like she's taking voters for granted. So tonight, I don't think she's going to look to make any big mistakes. I think she's going to stick to her plan and her talking points. But she's also going to continue to drive home that among the between the two women up for mayor this year, that she is the candidate that folks should support.
So, Megan, you've got to indulge me for a second. We're doing live radio, and I have to confess that I love it when canine commentary slips in to the conversation. I think I'm hearing a puppy dog in the background there.
I have him on the porch, and I did not think he would be barking during this time.
He has strong opinions, and I love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, Anthony, let me come back to you for a minute here, and let's talk a little bit more about what to expect tonight. I mean, you always think about the horse race versus issues. So where will the horse race and the issues that this polling told us about today meet in tonight's debate in the town halls the WBUR is doing next week and the other televised debates that are coming up?
Well, it's interesting that the poll, our poll turned up some interesting insights into what voters care about. And there's some crossover between Michelle Wu voters and Asaibe George voters, particularly on around improving Boston public schools. That was a top issue for both sets of voters. It was the top issue for Asaibe George voters. 81% of them said that was the most important thing. But then when you go below that, it becomes more interesting, and it sort of separates them. So right under improving schools, well, actually right above improving schools, for Michelle Wu voters, it's controlling the high cost of housing. That is the top issue for Michelle Wu voters. Whereas for Asaibe George, just a little more than half of them said that was important. Then the next issue for Michelle Wu voters, improving the public transportation system. Whereas the next issue for Asaibe George voters is getting tougher on crime. So you can sort of see how these groups of voters sort of split and reflect who they are in terms of their sort of political priorities. And, you know, it is true to say that the folks that are supporting Asaibe George in general are older, they're whiter, they're more conservative than the folks who are, or at least more moderate than the general profile of the folks who are supporting Wu. So, you know, I think all those dynamics are going to be in play tonight during tonight's debate.
So, Megan, let's stay in this old Boston, new Boston space. I got questions for both of you on this, because that is a way that commentators, analysts are framing this race, with Asaibe George, you know, supposedly representing old Boston, Wu supposedly representing New Boston. Your colleague Renee Graham of the Boston Globe referred to the fact that Asaibe George is leaning into her Boston accent as a kind of dog whistle to appeal to a parochial, whiter, more working class Boston. Yesterday, Asaibe George tweeted in part, quote, "It's official. I literally can't open my mouth. No wonder they never cover me seriously or print what I'm speaking to voters about. It's not that they don't like what I say. It's that they don't like how I talk," end quote. It makes sense of how this has, you know, pummeled into the middle of this race right now.
Well, you know, I would even venture even further than that. It started with an ad that Anissa Asaibe George did during a preliminary election, in which at the end of it, she said something along the lines of, "I'm a teacher, mother, and I'm the one to get things done," emphasizing teacher, mother. And it just sort of became a thing. And the New York Times picked up on it. And you mentioned my colleague, Renee Graham, who also picked up on it as well. But when you look at Anissa Asaibe George's support throughout the city and the votes that went to her during the preliminary election, you will see that she was picking up those voters in traditionally predominantly white areas, South Boston, West Roxbury, certain parts of Dorchester. And that's the reference that's being made in terms of that accent. That's where you would hear those, that accent in those areas, as opposed to other parts of the city, which are predominantly not white. And so that is playing out as kind of, and then there was another reference that Anissa Asaibe George did when she appeared on a radio program and basically was asked whether it was relevant if Michelle Wu was not born here or born in Chicago as she was born. And Anissa Asaibe George said it was relevant. And that also resurrected this debate over who is a true Bostonian. Are you not a Bostonian if you've been here, as Michelle Wu has been here for many, many years? Or do you have to be someone who was born here, who went through the school system here? And so that became sort of this new thread that emerged during the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Over who is really from Boston, who is New Boston. Michelle Wu, younger, represents this new ideology that's sweeping through the city. And Anissa Asaibe George, as it appears, seems to not represent that.
So, Anthony, in our last minute, let me let you pick up on that thread and follow where you think we need to be watching for the next few weeks.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it cuts both ways. I mean, you know, In terms of dog whistles, I can't sort of judge whether Anissa Sibey George is issuing dog whistles. I mean, she's from Dorchester. This is the way she talks. This is the way a lot of folks talk in Dorchester. But there's no question that during the preliminary election, as Megan rightly pointed out, most of her support did come from the whitest neighborhoods in Boston and older voters and more conservative voters. There's no question. And this issue of whether you're born in Boston, it cuts both ways, because now Michelle Wu represents more of what is typical Boston, in the sense that she doesn't come from Boston. And most folks in Boston now, according to recent census figures, weren't even born in Massachusetts. So I'm not sure what huge advantage there is to say, hey, I'm a lifelong townie, other than to just sort of try to convey, you know, who you are and where you're from. And that's sort of what I hear Anissa Sibey George doing. But, you know, Wu is counting on support from a city that has changed and continues to change and is now defined by a growing population of younger voters, Asians and Latinos. And much like Ayanna Pressley was able to blow Michael Capuano out of the water by expanding the electorate and getting much more, many more people in Boston to vote for her, I think Michelle Wu was counting on that kind of dynamic to carry her into the mayor's office.
All right, we will keep watching. Anthony Brooks, senior political reporter at WBUR, and Megan Irons, reporter at the Boston Globe. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having me.